How do you compare that to the to some of the earlier albums? Give me an idea of what composition was like on this album in particular.
Well, obviously with Roger gone out, it's very, very different, you know. There's a lot more pressure on me to come up with a lot more stuff. And it's obviously... it's very different because Roger would tend to want to come in with a whole structured thing, right? The Wall, he came in with a demo of the whole of The Wall. Now, quite a lot of it got... quite a few songs got thrown out and changed, and new songs were written, and the way the songs were done were changed, but there was, you know, there was a storyboard there to follow, basically.
The final cut even more so, I would think.
The final cut even was not quite the same, but the final cut, he didn't come in with it all planned out, but it gradually became planned and mapped out, but he very specifically didn't want anyone else to write anything on it.
What did that feel like?
What, doing that album?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, torture.
Yeah, that's sort of what I thought.
It comes across, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to laugh, Mario. He's one of your artists.
Well, what can you say about that? I know that's the question that a lot of people are wondering about. What can you say about the state of affairs there now?
Well, the state of affairs is that he's left. He left in 1985, December. CBS will confirm to you, they got a letter from him saying that he was leaving in December 1985. That's the end of it, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, he left, we carried on. You know, as you know, he's sort of trying to do various legal bullshit stuff, you know. Sorry.
We're a liberal radio station, we'll run it!
He doesn't have a prayer, basically. He doesn't stand a chance of stopping us, it's not something I spend all my time worrying about. We're just getting on with doing our job.
You do a very good job, too. It's really good, this album.
Well, thank you.
The picture is very interesting on the inner cover. Why, for example, is Rick Wright involved again, but he's not really in the bold print?
He had left the group in 1979, I think, Rick went. And he hasn't really been around very much. He lives in Greece most of the time. And we haven't seen an awful lot of him in the last few years, and he doesn't come to our directors and shareholders meetings and stuff that we have to have in the real world.
That's what you look like. That's what in the cover. I was trying to think of what you look like in the cover, and you look like shareholders, like some big ad company somewhere.
Anyway, we decided to make this album. Nick and I decided to make this album. Roger decided he didn't want to and told us we shouldn't, and we said, well, we're going to, so, you know, and we carried on. And after we'd started, we spoke to Rick, you know, on the phone from Greece, and he expressed an interest in coming and doing some stuff, and we thought about it and thought it'd be a good idea. And he came in basically quite late on, after most of the stuff was sort of done, basically. And did some playing on some of the tracks, and he's on the tour, but he wasn't originally a part of the whole procedure, so, you know, as he wasn't a part of the thing from the outset.
How's he feeling about it now, having gotten back into it with a very different type of Pink Floyd going on?
I'm not too sure. I think he seems to be enjoying himself. I mean, we've been too busy to even sort of sit around and chat about things like this yet, so I don't know what'll happen in the future. I have no idea.
I guess one thing that is interesting about a Pink Floyd like this now, and it is distinctive when you have a different, basically a different lyricist going on on such a major extent. And by the way, at that point, who is writing a lot of the lyrics here? Are you writing all the words? There's quite a few names credited. I just wanted to get an idea of who those people are. Who's A. Moore?
Anthony Moore is an English songwriter, and he is the guy that I collaborated with on three lyrics, on The Turning Away, The Dogs of War, and Learning to Fly, and all the others I did myself.
And Phil Manzanera is there. What was his contribution?
Well, he and I wrote the music for One Slip.
That is a great song, too. From which A Momentary Lapse of Reason, the title comes.
Well, A Momentary Lapse of Reason was there already. I slipped it into that song.
Why that title then? You had that obviously as a concept out there.
Well, I had two or three different titles that I liked a lot, you know. And that was one of them.
Just out of the blue, just a...
And, well, you know, it's something that ties it all in a little bit, I think.
It's interesting because I produced a special about the band that ran on Monday night, and one of the prevailing concepts that I kept harking back on is the concept of insanity and madness that runs through everything, and obviously having Syd Barrett right at the outset, and it's like a running theme that is it's hard to avoid, and I wonder...
Well, whoever in this band, it's sort of already decreed that whoever's the leader in this band has to go mad eventually, so I'm next, right?
This was in the contract when you got together at the outset.